to Santa Surfing. Welcome to Beach Broadcast. Today is Sunday, January 17th, 2021. Oh my gosh! That's not even a word that I just said. There's just so much that just happened. We knew this was going to happen, guys. So I got to keep up. But I want to say thank you so much for those that are supporting our show. Kamala Harris plans to resign from the Senate on Monday. I wonder why. She already gave notice to Newsom. And then I got a little news on Newsom too, guys. So those of you in California, you're going to be jumping for joy. And then we have here, Alan Dershowitz said that the House committed 6 violations of the Constitution during the impeachment, which is the impeachment right now. And that's from Chuck Colesto. Then we have this. This is like a little org chart and how it all ties into the dirty players. We have her, Ghislaine Maxwell, whose sister's with this one, Shiliad. She's the CEO of Shiliad right here. Christine Maxwell, all right, who is then connected with, created by FBI Sentinel. Who ever heard of FBI Sentinel, right? Which interfaces with SolarWinds Orion, which is a platform for Dominion, all right? Which then if it's registered, headquarters is a Masonic Lodge in Barbados. It was also registered headquarters for Smartmatic. Mark Malik Brown is the chairman for Smartmatic and president of Open Society Foundations, who is connected to Soros. How big is this? All right. So there's your connection, guys. It all ties into arresting her, got to the foundation of him. I think he's already under dirt right now. But if not, he's definitely in Gitmo. But anyway, just want to kind of give you those ties. Delta Force raids Biden compound. Gee, I wonder why the news didn't bring this up. This happened earlier this month, guys. And it talks about how they went in and Biden formed a another corporation in Ukraine, changed the name, fired 95% of the staff. An angry ex-employee that got screwed by the Bidens reported this. And then the Delta Force went in and raided this. I am going to connect a link to this one because this is a good article. It's pretty lengthy, but it's a really good article. Then we have the National Guard is in position outside of the Secretary of State's office in Lansing. All right, those of you in Michigan, you might be jumping for joy. All right, because that's pretty big news. Why are they out there, huh? What's going on? Then we have OAN reports this. This is kind of big news. You're going to love it. Those of you in California, buckle up. Get ready. Police surround California Governor Newsom's mansion. All right. They're getting ready for the big takedowns, guys. So if these guys were out free, maybe had ankle monitors on, but they're planning an escape, got their fake passports and whatever. No, I don't think so. And then we have this, a man arrested with a handgun ammo at DC checkpoint. So they're starting to do arrests right now. And I was asking a little bit more about the barbed wires to people that were in the military, specifically spec ops. I keep going back to Catherine Herridge's post from January 14th about all the barbed wire fencing. But if you take a look, again, the barbed wire is going both ways. They've really insulated the interior, the inside of the owl-shaped DC. Guys, and I was asking, some people were saying, well, they're going to trap all of the corruption people in there. Actually, and the feedback I'm getting is that no, actually, it's to keep people out. But the civil unrest they're just preparing is going to be so big, and they're just planning. It's going to be so big that they're just getting ready for the civil unrest of. Look, you've got 20. I heard the reports are now 25,000 to 30,000. Military is at DC alone. Streets are closed. You can't drive through it. You have to walk. I don't think you can go to work this week over there in DC. I don't know. Anybody who's in DC, let me know. But anyway, I'm just sharing this with you that they're planning that that's going to be more like a big holding cell for people that once they get in there, it's not to get people trapped in DC, but it's to get people to avoid coming in. Honestly, up to me, it's the final wrap. I believe they're going to get all the Antifa and BLM thugs to go in there, and then they're done, and they don't get a part of the Jassara plan. Really? Seriously. Just get them and get it over with and throw them in a jail cell. And I have a report, too, about federal prisons. I'll get to that in a minute. So this is also another view of, this is in Illinois. Yes. I mean, this is craziness. Then this is the prison story. The Bias News says all federal prisons in the United States have been placed on lockdown ahead of the inauguration, guys. You know how big this is? Because this is what I think why, again, me, Santa Surfing, thinking why they're doing this is because if it gets that bad, are they going to release all the bad people? Are they going to release them all and get all those bad people out there to fight against us? A really rough week for, especially, again, Obama. Gate is big and it's huge and it's wide and it's deep. So the federal prison's on lockdown. That's pretty big news. Then Italia Girl, also known as Maui Girl 5 on Twitter, she saw this yesterday. Checkmate. Trump is daring them to enter the fence to finish the coup. They must all know there is a chance that if they enter the gates and go inside the fence, they never come out. Bingo. Even better is they literally made a prison complex out of Capitol Hill in front of everyone's eyes, and the left and MSN cheered them on. All right. Is this why Biden pushed his rehearsal? Are they debating whether Trump is bluffing? They have to decide. Go inside the fence line and risk never coming out, or concede and try to make a deal. Checkmate. You want the presidency? Come and get it. All right. Pretty interesting. Yeah. All right. Now, then, and Anna posted this. If D.C. is locked up tight, underground D.C. must be incredible. No one escapes this. Q. All right. Now, that was an old Q post, but this was an Anon that just took this and then added the Q post to that. And here is an article from Newsweek. A Pentagon is spending $500 million to train, just to train soldiers to fight underground. Then we have this right here. Historic Air National Guard airlift brings troops to D.C. All right. That's recent news as well. Okay, so they're airlifting. This is the marker, 11-3. We've been seeing 11-3 a lot, right? The Alliance of Democracies facing the sea. This is a Pompeo post from today. The Alliance of Democracy. I'm sorry, a Secretary Pompeo's post today. The Alliance of Democracies facing the CCP threat is growing every day. We worked with allies and partners in the Europe and Asia on the transatlantic China dialogue. The Quad decreased joint drills in South China Sea and much more. Check this out, guys. 113, 11-3. Oh my gosh. Great dig, Anon. And then this is the bomb post, all right? It'll get closer to the bomb post. This, I know you can't really see this. Welcome to the White House. Now, someone has this circle. This is actually the viewing part when they have parades and stuff. That's where President Trump, Melania Trump, and his family were when they had their parades. Somebody asked, is that a prison? I'm thinking, I don't know. I really didn't know. And then I just found out from other, you know, asking certain people, the entire perimeters within D.C., the Capitol Hill White House, is the prison. All right. How big is it going to get, guys? I mean, how awful is it going to get? So this Q post is, or this Anon post, excuse me, it ties in with some Qs, and it says optics are important. When are optics not important? Think Whitaker. Okay. And then it's, who has the sole ability to declass it all? President Trump, of course. Did you witness the stage being set today? The stage, again, inauguration stage, right? So that was kind of interesting. And then this right here. So the stage is set. Then we have this. This was Q4414. A lot of Anons and Patriots are posting this about the different steps, right? Red 1, POTUS Twitter removal. 3, 4, military, movement of military assets. This was that 10th mountain. Remember, Pence went to the 10th mountain for part of his visits yesterday while he was making different visits to different military stations and to central locations under guise of citizen riot control. Okay, so that was yesterday. Then Red 5 is National Military Comm Central. That would tie in. Okay, this is right here. The Secretary of Defense. So this right here to me is both, but Justin, Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller, ordered the Director of National Security to install a former GOP political operative as the NSA's top lawyer. It's unclear what the NSA will do. This is going to be really big because we definitely need, big changes going on in our three-letter agencies. Then we had the Secret Service that posted that, and that's where we are right here, all right? Because as of yesterday, we were right here. Today is, did you know, when an event like the inauguration is designed to a national security, a special security event role as the lead agency for designating and implementing the operational plan, learn more, Secret Service.
U.S. Secret Service guys. Oh my gosh, this is next. Castle Rock. That's this week, guys. All right. Oh my gosh, Castle Rock. People identify Castle as the White House. All right, Castle, King, Queen. Right, President Trump, Melania Trump. Right. Because we know the role of President Trump is going to be huge, significant, and worldwide. Then we have this. Then we have CNN interviewing somebody, and you got check out what he said.
Really are just about everywhere.
Well, Fred, it's an incredible scene here in D.C. It does feel like the calm before the storm, and the question now really is whether that storm comes, and they are not taking any chances.
As CNN trying to get all QAnon here, talking about the storm and preparing for the storm, guys. That's huge. And Exxon just dropped this. Developing CBS network goes dark for users across the country, guys. Oh my gosh. Sal Badovinos posted CNN is also showing outages on the East Coast. Problems at CNN. Oh my gosh. CBS has disclosed TV. CBS goes dark for some of the East Coast. The outage seems to be primarily affecting New York metro area and some parts of the Northeast. No kidding. Verizon, we're receiving multiple reports on this issue. We have forwarded this information to our engineers. We appreciate your patience. No ETA has been provided. You can check for your updates of Verizon. So much is happening right now. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny was arrested just moments after landing in Moscow. Look, he's crying. He's all crying. And there's the there's the police, the law enforcement. He's saying goodbye. Yeah, enjoy your last days of freedom. Oh, here's a nugget you'd all enjoy. We have to turn down the capability of these conservative influencers, which is you guys. People on YouTube, for an example, have a larger audience than daytime CNN, and then calls for OAN and Newsmax to be deplatformed by cable companies in the U.S. You guys are freaking out, aren't you? And Disclosed TV is showing the stage for the virtual presidential inauguration in D.C. Look at that. They have chairs like 6 feet apart. This is crazy. What? He doesn't have a lot of people. That's just going to be people that he can afford to pay. Sorry, guys, I'm totally winging it on this one here. Chuck Colesto posted, Biden is offering a path to citizenship for 11 to 20 million illegals in the first few days in office. Malarkey! And then we have Florida Antifa supporter in custody after advocating for a call to arms. Holy smokes. And then here again is the article for Alan Dershowitz saying that the House committed 6 violations. Guys, they're going to do big things to you guys, okay? So if you need, just go on Discord, hang out with us for a while. There's great chats going on there. Former Facebook exec calls for OAN and Newsmax to be deplatformed. They are scared of us and our voices, guys. You already know we get more views on our show than even now under Rumble than CNN gets on their with many of their videos. And Exxon also shared this here. CCTV cameras are being installed all over green and red zones in DC, guys. All right. So they're getting ready. They're going to go ahead. They're going to get facial recognition. Those guys, those thugs are going to be wearing masks and they're going to wear, you know, just be careful. They may even pretend that they're President Trump supporters, guys. And just please be careful this week, guys. Please be careful. President Trump has always loved you, has always loved the country. No matter what side, if you're left or right, he's always loved you. He just doesn't, you know, he's trying to help the liberals see the truth. And when he was tweeting, it was helping. But he has so much compassion for our veterans and our military. So much. He loves them. They're loyal to him. He's loyal to them. But remember this, when he first became president and there was a veteran who had lost both his arms in war and he, by serving his duty, and he knew that he couldn't feel the affection of a handshake. So he touched his face. And that just this veteran, this gentleman, look at the smile on his face. He knew the compassion, how he really loves people. And this is another thing that President Trump did. Our president went to the hospital and gave this veteran a Purple Heart. The media didn't show up. They're not even sharing it. Facebook blocking it. And it's not going to stop sharing. I want to get more information on this gentleman because I'd like to share his name. I'd like to share what he did and find out more. So I just wanted to share this with you because this was just a photo that was posted, but I really do appreciate this. Other pods have been sharing this. This just seems to be making its rounds a little bit more, is that the med beds, information on med beds, and I even have a video on one. I have to actually look at it in detail, are coming out. So they're kind of giving us a sneak peak of what's to come on our greatness, guys. These med beds would change your life. For those of you that are dependent on medication or treatments, this will really change your life. It has so many different purposes. And from what I understand, Holland or the Netherlands might be, I have to check on this to see if they might be the first country to have it. I don't know. But I just want to say this. It's just giving us a sneak peek of what's on its way. We have to go through this rough week. It's going to be rough, guys. So please get stocked up if you're living in, especially if you're living in major metropolitan cities. Please get stocked up. Keep yourself very, very safe. God will protect you, but just please use extra precaution. So remember, all my recent video will be posted here, whatever link, whatever platform will take me, and also the same channel, any new channel. So right now it's still Rumble. Yesterday I had problems with Rumble, so I don't know if they're going to boot me. And then Discord, come join us on Discord, guys. There's some great conversations. Oh, wow, 6,400 members. There's some great conversations going on right now. What I love about this group is they are very interactive. Now, I want to share something about Canuck17. He is always bringing encouragement and joy and love and hope and to so many of the individuals that in here in the chats. I want to share something with you. On the far left-hand side where it says prayer requests, I am going to share this. He posted something in here, and let me get that. And I've noticed there's a pattern. There are individuals that give so much joy to us and so much information, and yet we don't know what's going on with them. He has a GoFundMe. I don't normally do this, but I want to share this. He has a GoFundMe. He is without heat and hot water right now, and he's about to lose everything, his house, his truck, and everything he owns. I just want to go ahead and share this with you. If you have a chance, I'll post his GoFundMe link in my article link if you find it in your heart to help him out. He has brought joy. He's the one that shared some things that I've shared on my broadcast just in the last few days. I just want to say God bless you for being so joyful and helpful to us. And while you're trying to give us joy, you've got so much going on. He has a lot of faith in God, but I just want to share that with you. And there's just some really, really beautiful reads in here. And I just want to say that it just really touches my heart. So if you have a chance to get on there on Discord and into our chats, we have different categories about different topics. And I just wanted to share that with you. And thank you very much, Canuck17, for being such a blessing to all of us. God bless you all. Have a beautiful day. I'll have a show tomorrow. Aloha.